if cooking and catering is outside of your wheelhouse, somebody you might want to get in touch with. Wheelhouse. And it's time for our local hero spotlight with Alex Schneefloak, who's the development director at CISA, the local hero folks, and Will Van Heuvelen and Jake Mazar from Wheelhouse. What is Wheelhouse, Will?
Wheelhouse is a business that Jake and I started a couple years ago. We started it because we were working at Brookfield Farm together, and we wanted to find a way to make delicious food sourced from local farms more available to people who wanted it.
And if memory serves, this is literally like you guys are weeding or something, and you kind of have this brainstorm about...
Yeah, actually. Weeding many, many times, you know, lots of hand weeding and lots of tractor work and lots of time spent on the farm. One of the great things about farming, the reason why we love it, is that it affords lots of opportunities for really deep conversations, and you really get to know the people that you're working with because you're doing lots of things over and over again. Lo and behold, the same could be said for kitchens. Being here in the Pioneer Valley, we have this incredible luxury of working with amazing farmers and producers that make us feel like we're standing on the shoulders of giants. Just because the quality of produce is so high, we feel really lucky to be doing it.
And you take your kitchen on the road.
Yeah, we have a prep kitchen in Holyoke. We cook there 4 days a week to get ready for the events we have throughout the week. And then we're setting up mobile kitchens all over the place. A lot of it in the Pioneer Valley, a little bit in the Berkshires, a little bit further east. Every event we do is in a new place with a new kitchen and new exciting challenges.
Now, you are the kind of the administrative aspect of the Wheelhouse. And Will, you're more of the chef. Is that hard? Yeah, I play very little piano, but I notice like sometimes I'll sit down at a piano that I haven't played before and I'm like, I know it's the same 88 keys, but it doesn't feel right. Do you have to deal with that every single time?
Yeah, definitely. Every time.
And does that
pretty
present
much.
A challenge? Or
sometimes,
yeah.
You know, I mean, like
always.
But it's fun. You know, I mean, we like, you know, it's like you roll with the punches and you get a lot of, you know, it's like the Mike Tyson quote, everybody's got a plan and then they get punched in the face, you know, and that's kind of our motto when we're setting up the kitchen.
I used to have a job sitting in a cubicle and doing computer work, and every time we go to an event and there's some kind of thing unexpected, I always think back to like, well, I'm glad I'm not doing that. I'll take the diversity of this any day.
Some other people may remember Jake, because this isn't your only role of doing this sort of out of the box thinking sort of lifestyle stuff, because you are also pushing beverages upon people. Right?
That's one way to put it. Yeah. I'm also part owner of Artifact Cider.
Both of those organizations have emphasis on localism, and that's why we have the local hero spotlight. So what are some of the farms you're working with, some of the interesting takes that you as Wheelhouse have on local?
Basically, our background with respect to food and our culinary approach is completely informed by our history and backgrounds as farmers. So we don't farm anymore. We don't call ourselves farmers because we don't really spend that much time on farms. But that being said, I mean, I spent 4 or 5 years working on farms, and Jake, 3 or 4.
Yeah,
I set foot on a farm before I ever set foot in a kitchen, save the kitchen that I grew up with as a kid. From where we come from, there's no real, you know, you start with what's available. You know, you can't reverse engineer what you want. You have to work with what's available, and what's available is what's in season. We have so many farms here that grow such high quality produce. I mean, whether it's Hadley loam or sandier soils.
You're not cooking the loam though, right?
Certainly don't cook the loam.
I thought that was a really interesting take.
Though sometimes we cook in the loam. We have done that before, which is a lot of
fun. It's a kitchen on the road sometimes, so there you go. You never know what punch is going to hit you in the face.
But yeah, so we're really excited. We have a very close partnership with Brookfield Farm, which is where both Jake and I worked. You know, the kitchen garden is a huge supplier for us. In addition to Queen's Greens, we love they have absolutely beautiful greens and herbs. Also, I mean, Warner Farm is great for corn and cherry tomatoes and, you know, other harder to work with crops like peas or beans or something like that.
Also great for pirate corn mazes.
Very true.
And shameless plug, Farm Aid tickets on Sunday, because I'll be there from 2 to 3 with Farm Aid tickets.
Oh, very cool.
Keeping the farmy local thingy happening here with the local hero spotlight. So, Alex, you will be working with Wheelhouse and their catering services in regards to the newly rechristened Fall Harvest Celebration for CISA Thursday, September 20th.
So we are having an event at Valley View Farm in Haydenville, and Wheelhouse and Smith College are catering it for us. This will be Smith's third year and our first year working with Wheelhouse.
And so what's going to be on the menu for the Fall Harvest Celebration? Do you know yet, or do you have to block that punch before it comes in?
Well, one of the things about cooking seasonally is that you kind of always have to be on your toes. But that being said, we've done this for a couple of years, and before that we were farming, so we do have a pretty clear sense of what will be available in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, but some things we know for sure. We're going to have a smoker out there, and we're getting 2 pigs from Sage Farm. They used to be Montague, but they just moved to Bernardston. We're getting 2 pigs from them. We're gonna be smoking those along with some chicken wings from Little Song Farm, which is based up in Montague. On top of that, we'll be smoking a bunch of vegetables, you know, different eggplants and peppers and, you know, other, I think, winter squash as well. Basically, the deal is you have a smoker, you use it as much as possible.
Yeah,
it's so cool. It's beautiful. I think we'll be using apple wood, so just like that flavor profile is just it's incredibly versatile.
When do you have to start cooking the pig?
Early. We'll have to get those pigs on there probably around like 8 or 9 in the morning or so.
That's real barbecue, folks. Mm-hmm. Your grill in your backyard, and making burgers. Don't call that barbecue. You embarrass yourself when you do that. So you brought some food here today. Will, what do we have plated out here?
So right here we have some frico with cherry tomato jam. Frico is basically just like a Parmesan cornmeal crisp. Very simple. You just bake it at around 300 or 400 degrees and, you know, break it apart. It's very easy to make. And then
it's called freak out?
Like, freak out, yeah.
Because
yeah,
right. You are what you eat.
Thankfully, you're not what you cook all the time.
But yeah.
And then cherry tomatoes from Warner Farm, along with a bunch of herbs from Brookfield as well.
Let's taste it.
Help yourselves.
That is delicious. Never had frico before.
Oh, you know,
Parmesan, cornmeal?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, wow, excellent.
Very simple.
And so if people want to take advantage of your catering services or where Wheelhouse will be at any given time, how do they find where you're going to be or get you to come to where they are? Jake?
Well, we got a great website that one of our managers, Stephanie, just remade, and we feel really excited about it, and that's the best way to learn about our services and what we do and check out pictures. And we do a bunch of farm dinners throughout the year. This is one of the farm dinners, and we have a lot of awesome partners like CESA and Grow Food Northampton and the Trustees Reservation and the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. And there's a list of those farm dinners on the website, wheelhousefarm.com.
Jake Mazar, Will Van Heuvelen from Wheelhouse, and Alex Schneefloek, the development director at CESA, the local hero. Folks, you can find out more about the dinner that Wheelhouse is co-catering with Smith College, the Fall Harvest Celebration, Thursday, September 20th at Valley View Farm in Haydenville at buylocalfood.org.